Dear friend, sometimes life is just simple. According to psychologist Ed Tronick's 1970s research on videos of mothers interacting with their infants, the mother-infant relationship all comes down to three things: harmony, disharmony, and repair. Quote, the infant starts off molded in the mother's arms, totally relaxed, a little noodle, and they're in perfect harmony with each other, explains Terry Real, a Jewish-American author who we heard unpack Tronick's research on a recent podcast. Then some gas arises or a hunger pang or there's a noise in the street. The baby goes nuts, Real continues. The baby goes through a flurry of disruption. The mother tries to soothe the baby. To the degree to which the mother fails, the mother goes through a flurry of disruption. The two of them are absolutely at odds with each other, trying to find harmony and peace. And then the pacifier is accepted, or the nipple is taken, or the gas passes, or the noise dies away, and the baby goes back to molded, a noodle, and all is well. End quote. We offer this lengthy quote because it's just so powerful, and because it's taken us so long to grasp that this pattern is the norm in marriage and family life. This dance of harmony, disharmony, and repair, or closeness, disruption, and a return to closeness, rests at the heart not just of the mother-infant relationship, but of all relationships. We're both idealists, and it's easy for us to immediately view disharmony in our relationship as some moral failure, and yes, sometimes it is. But sometimes we misinterpret the routine external attacks, fatigue, stress, a big work obligation, as somehow personal. It's easy for us to think that our love for one another should be evidenced in all harmony all the time, to view disharmony as something to push through, to white knuckle. But that's not how anything in scripture or life or reality works. Instead, families are like construction sites, a place marked by plenty of disharmony and repair alongside the standout harmonious moments. And the strongest relationships are the ones that are honest about disharmony and diligent about repair. And one look at nature reveals a constant interplay of harmony, disharmony, and repair in terms of health, adversity, infections, or sickness, and then a return to health. Much disharmony is inescapable. It's part and parcel of living in a fallen world. And repair, or forgiveness, reconciliation, and grace-filled healing is the heart of the gospel. This is the simple thought we'd like to share with you. Take it to heart. In the days ahead, try to glimpse this dynamic at play in your life and prayerfully reflect on your own reactions to disharmony. If it is being caused externally, can you accept it more graciously? What are the specific ways you and your spouse and family can make the transition from disharmony to repair? As we prepare for Holy Week and the celebration of Easter, let's lift each of these three types of moments to God with gratitude. Thank Him for the harmony. Pray for patience, prudence, wisdom, and love when you find yourself in the midst of disharmony. And thank Him for the growth opportunity it represents. Ask the Lord to lead you to repair, and then thank Him again.